This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Monday, September 22nd, 2014.
We want jobs, jobs and jobs, green jobs. We want social protection. We want financing for the poorest countries to adapt to a greener future. Investment in the green economy. Our politicians must act.
That is Sharon Burrow, the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC, speaking at a climate change demonstration. I'm Marc Boulanger. The ITUC is the organization which represents national union centers at the world level. It has been at the forefront of the campaign to have governments address climate change in ways that provide a just transition for workers to a greener economy. Climate change demonstrations were held all over the world on Sunday, September 21st. The largest was in New York, where almost 300,000 people marched, including many trade unionists. I talked to Annabella Rosenberg about trade unions and climate change. Ms. Rosenberg is the ITUC policy officer responsible for issues related to work and the environment.
Trade unions come to the climate change agenda in first because we know that those who are going to be the first impacted are the working poor around the world, in particular in developing countries. And, you know, we have this principle of solidarity that makes the labor movement being very concerned about what can happen to them if nothing is done. The second thing is that most of the changes we need to undertake to tackle climate change are going to happen in the world of work. We need to transform production. And for that, we are convinced that the trade union movement can contribute in a positive manner in making that transformation possible. And probably the third one is because we think that the more we take into account justice issues in the transformation, the more we are going to be able to move fast towards the kind of low carbon and resilient society we need. There is a perception in this process that the past 20 years of climate negotiations have not delivered a fair deal. I mean, we had the convention that has beautiful principles, but those principles have not been implemented in reality. We can see that what developed countries have reduced in terms of emissions has been very, very low, and that delivers inequality, that delivers unfairness. So thinking about equity means thinking about giving everyone, every country and every citizen in the world an equal chance to a better life, to be living a prosperous country and in a prosperous community, to have a decent life, a decent job. Well, that's what we need to try to achieve.
Many labor organizations held meetings prior to the demonstrations. One of them was organized by Public Services International in New York. PSI is the Global Union Federation of Public Sector Workers. Rosa Pavanelli is the General Secretary of the PSI.
We are engaged in this fight for climate change and for a shift, a real shift to renewable. The more energy is privatized, the less we have the possibility to influence a change in the direction of real renewable energy. Is it possible that a multinational can prevent a government to change its regulation, to change its policy because they have to make profit? And energy is one of the most important fields where this happens. So when we speak about energy democracy, I do firmly believe that we speak about democracy.
In other news, National Nurses United, the largest organization of registered nurses in the United States, has started a fundraising campaign to help nurses treating Ebola patients in Africa. The campaign is aimed at providing healthcare workers with the protective clothing and equipment they need. In Germany, workers at 5 Amazon.com warehouse centers have started a 2-day strike. The company has been refusing to sign a new collective agreement with the workers' union, Verdi. Tens of thousands of public sector workers marched through the streets of Montreal on Saturday, September 20th. They are protesting cuts in their pension plans. And that's it. Now you're up to date with the latest international labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.